The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
Welcome to the Business Owners Podcast. My name is Clive Enova, and along with Linda Reed Enova, I am your host of this podcast. In each episode, we bring you practical tips, expert insights, and inspiring stories from successful business owners. This episode marks the start of a new series here at the Business Owners Podcast called Lessons in Business. Over the next few episodes, we are interviewing business owners to share the valuable lessons they have learned while running their businesses to help you thrive in your business journey. Today, we're having a conversation with Susanna Mihailovic. Welcome, Susanna. Please introduce yourself to our listeners.
Hi, I'm Susanna Mihailovic. I am the founder and lead success coach of international success coaching company called Your Two Minds. We service clients from all over the world that are wanting to break through to greater goals, that may have just started out in business and don't know the next step, or may have been in business for a long time and they're wanting their team to step it up and get to the next level. We also work with individuals with their personal goals and big goals through group and individual coaching programs. My dream to do this has been a lifelong dream, really. I used to drive to the job. I was in senior management in the helping professions. And as I was driving to work every morning, I would be listening to the incredible late Bob Proctor. If you don't know who Bob Proctor is, he's probably the world's greatest leader in human potential. And I would be imagining and feeling that I was on stage with Bob, helping people in his style, coaching style in his way. And I would be really aligning with working with him and also knowing him as a friend. And then when I walked into the door at work, I was the consultant working with Bob Proctor. Lo and behold, a few short years after, I became friends with Bob Proctor and became one of his top success coaches.
That's a fantastic start, Susanna. What is the most important lesson that you've learned within business, and how did that make an impact on your business?
Oh, there are so many lessons that I have learnt in business and still learning. There are still challenges. If I was to choose one big lesson, that would be the big S word. And that is selling. So I came, although I had a great career, I was in the helping profession, so we were never allowed to take money from clients. So the exchange for the service that I was providing and the exchange for money, that was so awkward for me. It took me about a year or so to get used to asking money. And the change happened, I think the biggest learning around that was changing my self-image. Changing my self-image so that selling is actually helping someone. I really believed in the product. I really believed in the service that I was providing and my skill to help people change. So when it came to sales and marketing, I flipped my mindset to I'm helping people. And without selling, it was like an aha moment, because how in the world can you ever be successful in business if you're not selling, if you're not making a profit? So for me, it was that mindset flip that I needed to have to change my self-image when it came to selling and what I was giving people and the importance of the exchange, because I could help them. That turned my whole business around. We skyrocketed from a mid four-figure business to a high six-figure business in less than 12 months with that one mindset shift when it came to selling.
That's great, Susanna. I love to hear stories of where people have recognized a change is needed, they've made the change, and suddenly everything is smiling sweetly and performing exceptionally well. What is one mistake that you've made early on in your career that you would like to share with others so they can avoid making the same mistake?
think one of the mistakes that I made early in business, I've made so many and I continue to make mistakes and learn and grow and it doesn't change. But one of the mistakes that I made, I've always had a great community. I attract incredible people. And earlier on, when I started to establish great communities, I did not nurture them after the time their coaching period was over. So what happened was they moved out of the community and went out on their own. Many have come back, but some haven't. So when you have a great community, nurture it, spend some extra time in really making sure the community stays together in some shape or form. Even if you were doing some support for the community, providing some workshops, regular workshops, support for the community that you've established, that is free workshops, three community events, get-togethers, whatever it is, do a survey around what their needs are. Service-based business that have a strong community actually thrive in a number of ways. First of all, your clients get a sense of belonging. They connect with your, you know, it's not just a business that they're involved with, but your business becomes a part of them. They want to keep coming back. They want to feel good about themselves. And also, it gives them an opportunity to create their own networks. And who doesn't want networks? Networks often lead to friendships, and keeping a community together as much as you can will not only add that point of difference amongst other services for your clients. It's also a great way to nurture, to give back a lot more to your clients, but also to nurture and grow your own business.
Most of us have many mentors in our life, Susanna, from whom we learn many lessons. What's one standout lesson that has been taught to you by a mentor that other people might use in their life to benefit their journey?
So I mentioned earlier that I worked very closely with the legend of human potential, the great Bob Proctor. And of course, Bob has passed now. He's no longer with us. And he taught me many things as a mentor, as a friend, as being one of his top coaches in his company. But if I was to choose one, it would be to see myself in the success that I want. So Bob preaches that we all have infinite potential, and I absolutely know we all have infinite potential, but you must see yourself in the success that you want. So you have a clear goal, you know where your business is going, but without the self-image coming from within you first, you will not achieve that goal. Or if you do, it would be through very hard work, and often it is not permanent. So see yourself in the success that you want. So how would you walk? How would you talk? How do you feel now that you are a success? That was the one thing amongst many that Bob Proctor, my dear mentor, really instilled upon me. And that's where my community grew after that, when I started to create a self-image aligned with the success that I wanted in. My business started to expand globally. Referrals were coming in. And as a result, I replaced my annual income in the job in just 7 days. So it became a weekly income. So see yourself, be the person that has the success already. That was my biggest lesson.
As we become more wise in business, we tend to teach things to others. What's one lesson that you now teach your employees or clients or simply people around you that you find creates amazing impact?
And because self-image and seeing myself in the success, becoming the person that was successful before the success was physically here, before the clients from around the world were here, before the money was in the bank, this is the one lesson that out of all of the others, if I had to put them aside, this is the one lesson that I stress the most, because evidence shows that if your self-image does not line up, if you see yourself as a failure, if you see yourself as somebody that cannot achieve, if you see yourself as somebody that can't handle money, guess what? Your results will align with how you see yourself. Dr. Maxwell Maltz, in his book Psycho-Cybernetics, so he started researching self-image back in the 40s, 50s and 60s, and now there is tremendous evidence that we must be the person that has the success before the success is here. And what that means is we see ourselves as that person, we feel like that person, and therefore we act like that person, and we start to achieve those results, particularly when that new image of yourself, of who you are in the success, particularly when that becomes your new paradigm, and your paradigm is your subconscious program. And then it becomes ease and flow, because your subconscious will guide you to the next step and the next step and the next step. Your results always match your subconscious programming in all areas of your life. Whether it's in business, your relationships, how much money you have in the bank, your subconscious will always keep you where it is set, where it is programmed. When I started in business, I had a low business self-image. I was confident in the management roles that I had at work, but never being in business before, my image as a successful international businesswoman and business coach was really, it was poor, and I had to build that. And once that was built and I saw myself, I felt like the success that I was before the success came, it started to flood in. So see yourself, be the person that has the success already.
That's fantastic, Susanna, and so very important that whatever you see yourself as is what it's going to be for you. So Susanna, I'd like to thank you for coming on to the Business Owners Podcast, because we've thoroughly enjoyed listening and learning from the lessons that you've learned in business, and now to the ones that you teach. Let's share with our listeners, where can they find you? How can they connect with you?
So you can find me at yourtwominds.com. Now that is your with the digit two, not the word two. Your two minds, no gap in between, yourtwominds.com. If you scroll down on my website, there is a little form where I give away the first chapter of my book. And the first chapter of my book, Your Two Minds, is quite profound. It takes you on a journey through your own life to the end of your life so that you can clarify where you are going and where you're headed. It is a very powerful chapter. If you want additional resources, you can go into the Millionaire Roundtable Facebook group and go into the guide section in that group. There are interviews with highly successful people, clients. There are workshops in there. I've got all sorts of goodies and freebies in there for people. And you can also go to the Your Two Minds YouTube. But please do get the first chapter of my book as the stepping stone, because that will really help you clarify where you're going, the changes that you need to make in your life right now, and also how to get there as the next step. My final message is that you do have infinite potential inside you. There is nothing that you cannot do. I know that sounds cliche, but the image and the desire in your heart is meant to be yours. Now, this is a woman from Melbourne that is halfway around the world from Canada that was dreaming that she would be on stage and work with the famous Bob Proctor. And lo and behold, with time at the right time, it happened. And I've got many emails from him. We were great friends before he passed. And the reason I share my story is not because I'm good, or, you know, it's not because I'm any different, but because you can have what you want to. So decide what it is you want, decide the success that you want in business. But first of all, make sure you're clear about the impact that you make, because if you help enough people get what they want, then you will receive what you want to. It is law. and you can do it. Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of this incredible podcast.
Thank you, Susanna. Really being able to help people understand the message that you're providing there, and you present it exceptionally well. Thank you very much for that. Once again, thank you for joining us on the Business Owners Podcast. Without guests like you and without our amazing listeners, we don't have a podcast, of course. To our listeners, thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time with more tips and stories for business owners just like you. And remember to visit the episodes that went before, because each of them has little gems of wisdom jumping right out of them.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.